The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Kevin McCormally, he's editorial director at Kiplinger's. Kevin is a longtime business reporter, writer, and editor who specializes in tax issues facing people all over America. Kevin, thanks for joining us in Real Estate Today. How are you?
Gil, I'm happy to be here, and I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, good. Here's the thing. So we've been talking for the last several weeks about people's home values going down. Mm-hmm. So they're getting their property tax statements, and they're finding they're paying property taxes on what their home value used to be. Is that the case all over the country?
You know, it is. It's even worse in some places. And let me use myself as an example. My wife opened our property tax statement yesterday, mm-hmm. and the good people of the District of Columbia live right up on Capitol Hill, and they reduced our assessment by $100,000 because our property value's gone down, and they increased our tax bill by about 10%. And the reason for this, and this has happened in a lot of the country, is during the bubble, values went up so fast that local government said, wait a minute, we can't stick to McCormally's with a 50% tax increase this year. So they put in caps, and they said, we're only going to increase your bill by 15% a year until you catch up to this new skyrocketed value. And they're still catching me up to the value 3 years ago. And even though they've reduced the assessment, my bill's going up. People all over the country face this. Now, if you're not in a situation like that, though, and your home value has dropped, you know, you've got every right to go appeal the property tax assessment, which it means getting a lower tax bill if you're successful.
Okay. Now, how should you do, first of all, so people can challenge their property tax assessment?
Absolutely, Gil. The first thing, you got to be careful when you get your bill, and bills are going out right now because there's going to be a statement in there about how long you have to challenge it. Usually it's only 30 to 60 days. And if you don't raise hell in that 30 to 60 days, you've got to wait another year. The first thing you do is you find out where your property tax record is kept, a county assessor's office or something, and you... lots of places you can go online and find it now. And the first thing you do is look at the way that they describe your home. You know, if they say you've got six bedrooms and you've only got three, you've got an automatic appeal, and they'll probably reduce your property tax on the spot. You know, mm-hmm. that's the first thing you look at is for errors. If they say you've got a 25,000 square foot house and you really got a 2,500 square foot house, that's an automatic appeal, and they'll fix it for you. Look for errors. Second step is, if you still think it's too high, and you know that all your neighbors around you who've been selling for $1 million, put in granite yep. countertops and all sorts of spas in their bathrooms, and you haven't done any of that, you know, the way they're going to assess you is what houses around you that look similar to them are selling for. Now, if you haven't made all these improvements, and you know your neighbors have, you have a right to challenge the assessment based on equity. And if you can show that your house isn't worth as much as other houses in your neighborhood, but you're assessed at the same level as them, the board is required by law to reduce your assessment. And we have seen at Kiplinger, we've done a lot of stories, that a high percentage of people who appeal their assessments win.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.